More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, November 17th edition of the program. We got the GOP officially taking the majority in the House of Representatives. So, you know, we're in gentlemen's B-minus range for this election. Certainly a good thing that the House will no longer be in Democrat hands. Let's talk about what that means going forward, what they can actually do with this. Plus, a big announcement from Nancy Pelosi and her future in the Congress that I'll have to share with all of you. More on the massive nuclear level implosion, meltdown, you name it, of FTX crypto. Certainly be discussing that with you. And also how to actually get the red wave that happened to be all the scoreboard wins that we need the next time around. We'll discuss all that today. The show is racked and stacked. But you know I love the MyPillow products because I've got them all over my home, all over my apartment, all about MyPillow. And people like you have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. So Mike loves to give you great deals because he loves his customers, he loves his country, he loves those in it who are, well, in general, he loves everybody, but he loves the people that are supporting MyPillow. I do too. You should help them out. You should do what you can to get these amazing products. Right now, the Giza Dream sheets are at their lowest price ever. Sheets are coming in as low as $29.99 with promo code Clay and Buck. I sleep on the Giza sheets every night. They're amazing. They're so soft, but also durable. They're just really high-quality feeling sheets at a great price. The sheets come in at $29.99 with promo code Buck. And all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee as well for this holiday season, even beyond the 60 days. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, check out this flash sale on the Giza sheets, along with other limited time offers. Enter promo code Buck for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Buck, please. All right, here we are looking at the situation in the House of Representatives, my friends. It's certainly better than it was because Democrats, we're now going to be in a lame duck session. They're going to try to pass some stuff, obviously. But Democrats in 2023 will not be in charge anymore, which is a great thing. I'm very pleased about this. Kim Strassel over at the Wall Street Journal says it well. The craziest stuff that the Democrats want to do is now going to get blocked in Congress. Play clip four.
It's not clear Democrats are necessarily going to nonetheless see that as a message to them that they lost control of the House. They'll continue to say, well, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But the reality is here that now that they control that House, there's a big stop sign that's been put up, much as when Republicans took over in 2010 in the Obama administration. So Democrats have essentially said goodbye to some of their biggest ambitions, in particular plans of the rest to build back better, these entitlement programs, expansion of Medicare, a lot of their really big ambitions, unless they can win it back 2 years from now.
Yeah, that stuff's not going to happen. So that's good. The damage that Democrats can do will be somewhat limited by the fact that they won't have control in the House of Representatives anymore. They are going to have de facto Senate control, and that's frustrating. They may get to 51, depending on how the Herschel Walker versus Raphael Warnock runoff goes. But then you've already got Mitch McConnell out there, who, yes, Mitch McConnell, he is the Republican minority leader. They already held their election, didn't wait on that one. Mitch has got a lot of money in his pack, and so people don't want to go up against the Mitch. You come at the Mitch, you best not miss. Here he is saying, hey, Democrats, maybe we'll find some things to work on together. Play 15.
My message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did some of that this year. Infrastructure, CHIPS, school safety, mental health. We need to make some progress for the American people, but it's going to have to be in the political center. If the House becomes Republican, there's no more one party running over us like they did through reconciliation.
So he's saying that they're not going to be able to just do whatever the heck they want as they had been doing in the past, where only Democrats, in this case, Joe Manchin in West Virginia in the Senate, were holding them back from the crazy spending spree stuff they were doing. So that's okay. That's a good thing. But Mitch McConnell saying we're going to find ways to work with Democrats on this stuff. We'll see. We'll see what that actually means at a time of high inflation, additional government spending. That's usually what the government means. We're going to work on stuff means they're going to spend more of your money. Now, on the good news front, Kevin McCarthy, who is going to be Speaker of the House almost certainly now, he's out there saying that at least they're going to right away get rid of the funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. Here's Kevin McCarthy saying at least something good. Happy to hear it. Listen.
The one thing I know in Washington, they don't hand the gavels out in small, medium, and large size. It's one size gavel with the ability to subpoena and hold this government accountable, secure this border, fight to make us energy independent, give a parents a say in their kids' education, and actually look what the DOJ is doing, what the DHS is doing, and others. And that's exactly what we're going to do on day one in this House. We will repeal 87,000 new IRS agents.
You would have the power to do that, wouldn't you, because you have the power of the purse?
That's exactly right, and we will use the power of the purse. The size of our debt has got to stop.
Indeed. That's a good thing. Indeed it is. And that would be at least one thing that the Republican House could accomplish that I think every sane person could agree on as some kind of progress. But I want to get into what we know more about with what we know about, rather, with these elections and what happened and how important that is. And also want to note that Ron DeSantis spoke today because people are keep trying to make this all about, oh, gosh, Trump v. DeSantis, Trump v. DeSantis. Why? We got a lot of things to do in the meantime. Trump has announced. Trump is the leader of the Republican Party at this point. Ron DeSantis is the best governor in America. He's focusing on his job. Trump is focusing on what he's got to do. Why play the Democrats game and immediately have this food fight before it's even relevant? There's other things going on here. Ron DeSantis was asked about this, and he straight up said, look, chill out. Play 16.
Governor, you know, do you fear that there might be a civil war brewing with the GOP?
Now, look, I think we just finished this election. OK, people just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election. We have this Georgia runoff coming, which is very important for Republicans to win that Georgia runoff. I mean, I know around the country, Florida was kind of the biggest bright spot. It was not so bright in many other parts of the country. It was a substandard performance given the dynamics that are at play. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
He's focused on winning now. For the GOP, not even for himself. He wants to make sure that Herschel Walker wins in this runoff, and it does matter. You know, there are people who are pointing out, in fact, Senator Ted Cruz has said this, Ron Johnson has made this case. In fact, I talked to him today about it, that if Democrats have 51 seats in the Senate, they may very well get rid of the filibuster just to cross that off the to-do list with the idea that they may be able to do a whole lot more with it in the next go-round if they have control of the House and the Senate again. no more filibuster, right? Raises the stakes a whole heck of a lot for 2024, and they may do that if they get to 51. He doesn't think at 50-50 that happens. So that Herschel Walker Senate seat's important. So let's focus on winning here and now and not allow this to be, don't ever allow the enemy to dictate the terms of your strategy, right? Don't let the Democrats tell us that, oh, we have to have the fight and the civil war between DeSantis and Trump. No. We've got other things to do right now. And I think they do need to chill out. But they don't obviously have the interests of the country, certainly not the interests of the Republican Party at heart when they talk about this stuff. We'll get into elections and some updates on that and what we need to know about it in a moment here. But when cyber criminals comb the dark web for stolen data, what they really want is your personal identifier information. And that can include driver's license number, social security number, your birth date, your full name, address, all this stuff. And once there's a breach, because, you know, there's all these places online that have that information. Once there's a breach, it gets out there. And then cyber hackers post it on the dark web, sell it to people in the dark web. And then cyber thieves use that to steal your identity and therefore steal money. And you get left with the bill. You get left with the credit report damage. That's why you need LifeLock. It's important you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name that you didn't know about, or someone running up a credit card bill. You know what happened to me? I had over $1,000 owed to some cable company because someone stole my ID. I didn't owe any money to this cable. I never even had this cable company. Somebody just found my information, listed it, and then shut it down, I guess, eventually. But the point is, I had a $1,000 bill that I didn't run up because somebody had done it in my name. So this is why you need LifeLock, because LifeLock helped repair that and get that totally wiped off my credit, get it totally. I found out about it through LifeLock, and then LifeLock helped me deal with it because they help you out with identity threats, and they will give you a dedicated U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist like they did with me. So no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions or all businesses. It's easy to help protect yourself, though, with LifeLock. I have it operating in the background all the time. You need it, too. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use that promo code BUCK for 25% off. And this is just something you definitely need to have operating in the background. You definitely want to have this going on. So it is important. Now, I read this piece today from Scott McKay, and he points out some important stuff. Because I know there's still a lot of dissatisfaction with the midterm results. People are upset about it. I get it. I'm one of them. And we threw a party in Nashville. We thought it was going to be a giant red wave party. It was kind of a red trickle, red stream. You know, it wasn't great. And the House going GOP, all right, we got something out of this election, but wasn't nearly what it should have been. But it wasn't because Republicans didn't show up in huge numbers. It wasn't because Republicans didn't care enough to turn out. No, in fact, what happened here was, as he writes, the public did its job, as Scott McKay writing this, the public did its job with zero effort on the part of the GOP. The voters went from minus 7 million to plus 5 million on the Republican side in 2 years. The red wave happened. It just ran up against seawalls all around the country. We didn't get the red wave distributed in the places we needed it to be. I think he wrote this in the American Thinker, by the way. We didn't get it in the places that it needed to be. And that's what needs to change. That's why we keep hammering this point about embracing early voting. You have to embrace early voting. You know, if you don't, you're just using fewer tools than the other side. You're not doing everything you can do to win. And we've got to win. We've got to figure out ways to get this done. He continues. He says there are a lot of polls showing Trump is likely to lose a whole bunch of states to a guy, Ron DeSantis, who has made no public move toward running for president. Those are a shiny squirrel, he calls it. You shouldn't care about that. What you should care about is that right now, in the aftermath of an election in which the Republicans managed to turn out 5 million more votes than the Democrats, which was a 12 million vote swing from 2 years ago, they're going to end up gaining less than 10 House seats and either losing one or making no change in the Senate, that statistical anomaly, friends, is a lot more important. Heck yes. This is the point. This is everything right now. Because it, if this happens again, if we run the same election, we'll get the same result in these states because Democrats are using better vote strategy than we are. You know, while we're talking about, oh, how could, you know, Hobbs in Arizona, who's so unimpressive, you know, it's like she feels like a looks like a gender studies professor that nobody pays attention to. And she refuses to debate, and there's nothing compelling about her whatsoever. But she understands how the election works because she's Secretary of State for Arizona. She was presiding over the election while she was in the election, which is also just crazy. I mean, she should have recused herself. And while Carrie Lake is out there saying, hey, she should debate me, which she should, but she didn't. Hobbs was telling all of her people, get out there and vote right now. Oh, it's 3 weeks away. Who cares? Get out there and vote right now. And they can target people who are not that likely to vote and get their votes in earlier. And then on election day, it's just, you know, it's just gravy on top of the turkey. It's all right. Well, whoever else is left, we'll get them to vote. If we don't address this, we will keep losing. If we don't deal with this, we're going to have a very disappointing 2024. So every activist, every, you know, you name it, everyone has to get out there. Poll watching is good. These things we have out there that, you know, some moves that were taken from 2020 were helpful in this process. But we absolutely need something much more profound as a early vote strategy than what we've gotten up to this point. It's so important. All right. And now, as you know, I'm fascinated by this FTX crypto thing because you got the second biggest donor to Democrats, who was all, I'm going to donate to climate change. I'm going to give everything I can to climate change. You got this guy out there who everybody should recognize is the whole, it's so absurd. I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. And the information about this Sam Bankman-Fried guy that's come out, it just keeps getting better and better. You have in a federal bankruptcy court filing, John J. Ray, this is in the Wall Street Journal, who has helped oversee some of the biggest bankruptcies ever, including Enron, said despite his 40 years in the business of restructuring companies, he's never seen anything as bad as FTX. He writes, never in my career have I seen such a complete failure of corporate controls and such a complete absence of trustworthy financial information as occurred here. From compromised systems integrity and faulty regulatory oversight abroad to the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals, this situation is unprecedented. All right, now let me be clear about this, friends. This is a guy who was involved in the Enron bankruptcy restructuring. I mean, this is a guy, or, you know, winding it down. This is a guy who's seen a lot in 40 years. He's probably the most well-known person who does this. He takes over a company when it's in bankruptcy to try to fix things as best he can. And he's saying that the stuff that he's seeing with this FTX crypto is completely insane. And this guy, the description of him is amazing, by the way. I got to make sure I get this right because it's very telling. He is they describe him as a vegan polyamorous tech bro. Who would give a lot of money? Who would invest a lot of money with a vegan polyamorous tech bro? Just based on that. I mean, forget about the crypto and everything else.
Some guy's like, hey, I'm a vegan polyamorous tech bro. I live with 10 of my friends, and apparently we all play Dungeons and Dragons and then get, like, naked with each other.
Because there was a lot of that going on. Really? Really? Yes. Yes. This is what we're told. This whole thing is crazy. And you had, I mean, some the names of the people that are in this lawsuit that are already named in a massive $11 billion class action lawsuit. I mean, you have Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Larry David. And this guy, so he gets celebrities on board. He pays off Democrats, funnels millions and tens of millions of dollars to Democrats. He actually met with the head of the SEC last year about how to regulate crypto. I mean, this is the fox sitting down with the sheepdog and saying, hey, this is why you need me to be in the hen house alone. I mean, it is completely crazy what they allowed to happen. It's billions and billions of dollars that's gone away. And the financial contagion that this may have for certain pension and 401k plans, I mean, all that remains to be seen. But this guy also, one of my favorite parts about this is that he has already said across a series of text messages, he's still doing interviews with reporters, which is monumentally stupid. He texted some reporter the following. Yeah, I had to be. It's what reputations are made of. I feel bad for those who get blanked by it, F word, by this dumb game we woke Westerners play where we say all the right shibboleths and so everyone likes us. This guy is straight up saying, so, yeah, we're going to stop climate change. Yeah, we're going to like deal. We're going to stop the next pandemic. Yeah, we're giving all this money to this. He's just buying public approval with the woke brigades. That's all. That's all that he's admitting it. He is saying it. That's what he was doing. So when I've been criticizing him already, saying, look at how ridiculous this is. Of course, it's ridiculous. He knows it's ridiculous, but it worked. Worked until the whole thing came crashing down. So, you know, another fraud perpetrated here with billions of dollars at stake, where getting the so-called elites and the Democrat apparatus on your side allowed the whole thing to take place. Just remember that when they tell you, just listen up, you know, just do what we tell you to do. Double mask. Yeah, sure. All right, team. I'm going to be solo on radio tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. I'll be solo for 3 hours tomorrow on the Clay and Buck Show. And I appreciate hanging with all of you. Shields high.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.